Tony Abbott has launched the coalition's reworked paid parental leave scheme. It'll cost more than $8 billion during its first 2 years. Mr. Abbott's confirmed the 1.5% levy on big business on top of their company tax to pay for it. That's down from the original plan of a 1.7% levy. It's an alternative to Labour's plan of 18 weeks paid at the minimum wage, which starts next January. The coalition is offering 6 months paid leave at the mother's full wage, capped at $75,000. Mr. Abbott is delaying the scheme's start by a year because of concerns about the state of the economy. Sabra Lane is following the opposition leader on the campaign trail. She filed this report.
The nation's best-known monarchist launched his party's reworked paid parental leave scheme at a nursery, a plant nursery called King Country.
I can lay it on my back.
At the back of the nursery, near a jumping castle and playground, Mr. Abbott with his daughter Louise by his side greeted local mums who'd come to listen to the launch.
A little bit spicy.
But he's got Cookie Monster, so he's
okay. He's got Polly Monster as well.
Tony Abbott revealed earlier this year a generous paid parental leave scheme without consulting his shadow cabinet, and he renounced his previous view, voiced when he was a Howard government minister, that such a scheme would be introduced over that government's dead body.
I think it's very important that my daughter's generation doesn't have to struggle the way their mothers did, trying to wrestle with the difficult choices of work and family.
The government's already legislated for a scheme starting next year. It'll offer parents 18 weeks leave at the minimum wage. That's $9,500 with no superannuation. The coalition scheme is 26 weeks at the mother's full wage, capped at $75,000 with superannuation included.
A paid parental leave is good for women because it gives them a real choice. It's good for families because it relieves the financial burden at a time when it is at its most acute, because there are very few modern Australian families that can survive on just one income, and it's good for the economy. It will boost population, it will boost participation, and it will boost productivity.
Originally, the coalition's scheme was to be funded through a levy of 1.7% on the nation's big businesses, but that's now being cut to 1.5%, and the scheme's been delayed by a year until July 2012.
I said when I first announced it that we would bring it in within 2 years of the election of a coalition government, and obviously Labor's scheme will operate should the coalition be elected from the 1st of January next year until the middle of 2012.
The cost is $8.8 billion for its first 2 years, paid for through the abolition of Labor's paid parental leave scheme and the imposition of the levy. Mr. Abbott says it's his preference the scheme is financed through the budget, saying the levy is just temporary. But he couldn't say today when a surplus budget might occur under a coalition government. The Gillard government says the nation will be in surplus by 2013.
I don't know what I will inherit. I mean, I can't be confident on going into office, should the people entrust us with the government of the country on the 21st of August, I can't be confident that what I'm going to find is what they say.
The announcement was made in the marginal seat of Bowman. The Liberal National Party's Andrew Lamming holds it by just 0.1%. Mr. Lamming says the coalition scheme will win him votes.
The bottom line is simple. Tony Abbott's plan is just much better than Julie Gillard's.
Is it a game changer?
I think it is amongst families, and of course that's why they're here today. Bowman is an out-of-metropolitan seat. Families are looking at what's going to get them through the next 3 years, and they're looking for a government that is stable, that is believable, and that is credible.
Sarah Duff, who has three children, was in the crowd. She had her first child in the UK and says she has no preference for either party's policy.
When I did come to Australia, I was a bit surprised that people don't get paid parental leave here. Being a modern country, I thought, to encourage parents actively to have children, you know, have your three children for Australia, and then not to give them paid parental leave, when all the studies that come out about small children say that the best environment for them is at home with mum. That's what the studies say. And then to say, well, have your three children, but you get 6 weeks off and then you've got to stick them in daycare. It just seemed to me wrong.
Brisbane mother Sarah Duff ending that report by Sabra Lane.